This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
You're not here anymore. Well, where are you?
That's a pretty good piece of art.
Well, I'm going to have a comment. Okay. Star Tribune has a photographer named Jerry Holt.
Jerry Holt, my man, he's the greatest. He's one of the greatest.
I don't know where he was yesterday to get this picture, but the play photo on today's sports section in Minneapolis is the catch.
Okay.
And it shows that Justin Jefferson didn't catch it. Cam Lewis caught it, and Jefferson said, "No, I believe I'll take that."
Yes, this is exactly what he did.
Wow.
And he ends up with one hand.
One hand.
I declared it the greatest catch I've ever seen in a football game. But now I'm going back to the Willie Mays catch in 1954.
Wow. As back the greatest to the plate.
Catch. Yeah. Unbelievable.
This was amazing.
I mean, the game is over. Right. That guy's got the ball in his hands.
He's got it in his hands.
Now, if he was smart, he just slaps her. Right?
And he said so after the game.
Yes. Yeah. But they want that interception. It looks good on the bio, right? But still, he's got it in his hands. He has no reason to think the other guy's going to reach in, take it away from him, and go down to the field one-handed. And by the way—
And not this, lose it.
And by the way, this was numero uno by a mile, but he made about four other ungodly catches, too.
You know how good this game was?
Yeah,
it was so good. That would have been a good game had they lost.
I had exactly the same idea. It is a great bonus that Josh Allen threw that dumb interception at the end of the game. But if he hadn't, it wouldn't have diminished the game.
No, it was a hell of a game.
It wouldn't have diminished it at all.
Now, what does this do? They were the lousiest 7-2 team in football.
7-1.
Yeah, well, 7-1.
They're now 8-1, and they're only a game behind Philadelphia, which plays tonight against the rugged Commanders.
Right, but where are they now as an 8-1 team? I got people telling me they're legit.
Oh, I think they're legit.
They're legit.
I think they're legit. They are.
Are you in that camp?
Yeah, they convinced me yesterday.
They are feisty. They will not. I mean,
Cousins shows a little feistiness.
I'm not a big believer in this probability stat that ESPN came up with. I've done some tirades on it, but before Dalvin Cook went 80 yards, right? The first
81.
First or second play of the fourth quarter, right?
Correct, yes.
The Bills' probability to win was 97%, according to ESPN. So he goes, and then you say, oh, well, you know, they still aren't going to win it. But then they threw another interception, right? Buffalo was going down to get another touchdown, and then he threw an interception.
Most NFL games, given the nature of the game, are not fun.
No, you're
this
right.
This was fun.
Yes, you're right. There's close. Yep. They're close, but a lot of the closeness is based on both teams playing like dog poop, right?
Right.
This was based on two teams with just really players making ungodly plays. And now you get stopped down on the 4-inch line.
Yes.
And it would, you know, you should be moping. You should come out there moping, right? We just blew the damn game, right?
Yep.
And then they gave it the big push, went push it in there, and Josh Allen tries to take off before he's got the ball in his hands. Never gets it secure.
Right.
And they win the game.
Oh, it was fun. That was fun.
It was hilarious.
They're rarely fun.
There's no There's no more minor Viking fan than me, right? I don't give a damn about him, right? I don't really care. But it was great to watch. It was fantastic to watch. As I always say to Viking people, this psychotic Viking fan base, I love the Vikings, and I say that's because you've never met them. Yeah. But not so much this crew, because you're so isolated from them now. They can't abuse you anymore.
They can't hurt you.
No, they can't. Physically. They can't tape you up.
They can't throw stuff at you.
Can't yell profanities.
Like I got crap thrown at me.
Sports writers can't cost them draft picks anymore.
You can't yell profanities. They aren't close enough to yell profanities to you when you're talking to somebody at the next locker and all that good stuff. So. I don't even know anything
in
about
fact,
this team.
In fact, are reporters even allowed in the room
anymore? Oh, yeah, they get in the room, but it's all mass interviews, and they have a little stand in there where eight guys, the idea of sitting there talking by yourself to Kirk for 20 minutes, unless you're an ESPN guy or, some national guy, those days are over, Yeah, it was a hell of a game.
How do you
it
top really that is. Game?
Oh, you don't.
You can't.
I say it's.
You said in 62 years, this was it.
Regular season. There's some playoff games that you would have to, the Minneapolis.
No Super Bowl has ever been this good.
Oh, God, no.
No Super Bowl has come close to being this
good. No, and they talk about the catch, the Dwight Clark catch that won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a catch. He put his hands up and caught it.
Yeah.
This was a miracle.
This was a miracle.
This
was a theft.
Yes, it was a theft. Yes.
I'm going to need
getting away with it.
Yep.
It was a theft of getting away with it.
You know me, I'm going to need that.
It was an embezzlement.
On Monday Night Football, former Viking receiver Randy Moss has a segment that's called You Got Moss. You guys have seen that before. And someone retweeted that and said, this segment going to need a new name after with the Jefferson one-handed grab, meaning like this is way better than anything Moss ever did on the field.
Like you, I was wondering how I'd write this.
Yes.
I think what I would I hope.
How would you done? Where would you have gone?
I would have hoped I would have gone with this catch.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think of it all and of all the greatness, the game is over.
It's over.
Unless you get the miracle catch. So... And
Mr. Jefferson said, excuse me, son, but I need that ball.
Yes. Otherwise, we losing.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was. I have never. I can't remember the last time I enjoyed watching a football game as much as I enjoyed watching
the fourth quarter and overtime.
Yes. Yeah, it's not.
Well, how about the fact that Diggs had an unbelievable catch, and it was the second best catch in the game?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that catch would have been a top 10 in any other season.
And Diggs, had a chance to make another great catch that he didn't. And there was about three catches beyond the miracle that good that Jefferson made, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think maybe the best game of wide receivers ever had in a Viking uniform, I would say. I mean, Randy Moss scores three touchdowns against Green Bay by running away from him, right?
Yeah.
This guy makes all his plays in traffic. So
was he LSU?
Yes.
Yes, he was on that team with Jamar Chase from Cincinnati, who was fantastic. Yeah. And they had some. Joe Burrow had a little talent to throw to. Then, actually, I think Jefferson was probably their. Was either
they had he was their number two, but they also had Moss's kid was their tight end.
Yeah, that's right,
Thaddeus Moss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what you're not going to see that again. The Iowa Gopher game on Saturday might not be that explosive.
Right,
that's got a chance to be 5-3.
Would it be fun if these two teams were your Super Bowl teams?
Oh God, yes, a revenge.
And, oh man,
because Buffalo's secondary is like the Vikings; it's all beat to hell. But their defense is real.
You know, it's not just us. Nationally, this was talked about as the best game people have ever seen.
I was saying that this is Jefferson is the. For this week, Jefferson becomes the face of the NFL. We're not talking about here or regional or nothing. He is the face of the NFL right now. And at the end of this year, they have the opportunity to give him his contract extension.
Well,
and you know what I'm going to tell the Vikings?
Uh-huh.
Whatever the number, I get all of it. I like Kirk. I get all of it.
The guarantee.
Whatever you give me, that's what you're giving me, 100% guaranteed.
Right.
And if
I wouldn't blame him a bit.
And if I lose a leg in a car accident, you're still writing out the checks.
Yep.
By the way, he might still be their third best receiver in that situation, but unbelievable.
You mean with it one leg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Is
that bling on his teeth or braces? I'm praying that that's dentistry.
No, that would be that'd be your grill.
Oh, he's got the grill.
Yeah. Yep. He's got the grill.
And is that removable?
He started the gritty. That game was so crazy yesterday, though. He hardly had time to do the gritty, right?
Well, he did the I hurt my hamstring in the middle of the.
He started doing his dance. He's grabbing his leg.
And I thought, did he do that as a joke? Or was he. Because he seemed fine the rest of the game.
Yeah, well, he made the catch after that game, after that play.
Kirk made some nice throws in the fourth quarter. Now it was like, and Judd said this, I'm talking to him today. It's like O'Connell has told him, throw the ball. If you throw an interception once in a while, we can live with it, but you can't hold it for that extra tick and get sacked like you have in the past. So now he did throw one of the worst interceptions of his life, but
I was informed
that he was really good.
So did Allen.
Yep.
Oh, Allen, the second one, the last one.
The last one was pathetic.
Throws it into double coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a defender between him and the receiver. That'll work.
Did Peterson get to wear the chains on the flight?
I saw that.
I heard he got to wear the chains.
All right. Yes. Is that a deal now?
He was also shirtless.
Yeah.
On the plane.
So was Kirk.
Yep.
I wanted Kirk dressed like a Chippendale afterwards with a little crotch thing, a little, just a little kind of a crotch cover going up and down the aisle.
How are those pictures getting from the plane
the Vikings
to the public?
Sent them out last time.
Well, there's this deal called social media, Joe.
Oh, but the Vikings kind of let him get out this time, and Kirk's been saying, well, what happens on a plane stays on a plane, but he's loving it.
Yeah.
The Star Tribune and the Pioneer Press, by the way, which kind of stays more mainstream than us. We get a little funky for ours. They do the Sports Person of the Year.
Yeah.
It's either Jefferson or Cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, because Cousins, because it's not always who's the best. Some of it is... Who rose up, you know? I think maybe it's Kirk.
All right, let's.
I think maybe it's Kirk.
Has this been
changed his image?
Well, can
completely.
I ask a quick question before you say, with the Star Tribune having their Sports Person of the Year, is that the same? And is there a same certificate when you guys used to hand out Sports Person of the Day?
Well, this is slightly more prestigious.
Ah,
that's true.
Slightly more prestigious.
At what point did we start to analyze the impact of O'Connell?
I think where they've started, and a lot of it is, they.
Are they doing offensive things they didn't do before?
Yes,
they're not. Because he was offensive coordinator for a Super Bowl.
He doesn't
Bowl
get
champion.
Offended if you don't run 70% of the time, meanwhile, the Rams have gone in the toilet,
right?
But they kind of knew that when they loaded up everything last year, But I think he's a creative offensive guy with a pretty good plan, and I think that's probably been his greatest influence. But here's the big difference: he hasn't released his kicker for missing extra points. Zim would have had this guy out of here a month ago. When he clunked the second goalpost this guy can figure out the exact worst time to miss an extra point, doesn't he?
Yes.
You're going to go ahead by four,
and
then
he
end up in overtime.
What went into the decision today to let Daniel Carlson go?
Did you see the game?
Yeah, well, I think he's obviously a sharp guy. He played, and they all, they want to get into culture and all that crap.
Did you see the game?
I have a hard time. I have a hard time buying that. But I'm sure he says hello to him when he's walking down the hall and
stuff. Have you met him?
Just in a couple of press conferences. Yeah, he gives long answers, so there's not time to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
He's no dummy.
No. He's a... the Rams were known for their secret, being secretive, and they're not giving. It's the modern NFL. He's a thoroughly modern coach. I would imagine he's a contender to be somebody's sports person of the year, but I would wait a little longer and see how that works out. So, anywho,
that victory came at a time when both the Timberwolves and the Wild are flailing.
Although, well, the Timberwolves won. Came out and they let a 24-point lead get down to two in the fourth quarter before they won. But D'Angelo, who we've all, I gotta say this as a confidant of the chairman of the Turkey Committee, D'Angelo was making a strong case for himself. And then he was 11 out of 13 yesterday, last night, and played really good.
See, I got to change subject drastically. Did your fighter make it? I heard he didn't. I heard he didn't from a kid who follows sports.
Here, I can look it up.
Did
what was
they
the
announce
name?
That?
I don't know. A kid who follows sports better than I do told me that he didn't make it. I don't know. Wouldn't that have been in the news?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
I have not.
I haven't seen it. I hope I'm not premature.
Patrick, why don't you give me the name and I can look it up?
Well, it's your boss. If it did, it would happen today.
Well, he told me this yesterday.
Well, then they haven't announced it yet.
Well, I don't know where he would have heard
it. He's in bad. Yeah, he was in bad shape.
He's not that plugged in.
No,
that he would have heard it.
I have.
I'm not seeing anything.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the kid's wrong.
My guy has not told me. Let me check.
This was the fight last week.
Yes. He had a bleeding brain.
The only thing I'm seeing is what you touched on last week, Patrick, as far as a news standpoint, because I just looked them up.
Days ago, I was told that there was been some improvement.
But, well, then maybe this kid's wrong. Maybe he heard something wrong.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't bet again. They're really covering it up, and it was touch and go at best, you know. So, yeah. And it was.
Iverson wasn't happy last night.
No.
Blow a 2-goal lead to the Shark, mm-hmm. who are last place in the West.
The Shark took their big run when they got Burns and the rest of those guys, and they were pretty good there for a couple of years, but they've faded now.
Is Burns gone? Is he out of the league?
I think he's still there. He's beard down to his knees.
I didn't see any of the hockey game last night, unfortunately.
No, I actually forgot they were playing, so I didn't watch.
Well, it was
a
5 o'clock start.
And both them and the Wolves started at the same time. The Wolves were out of town.
Boy, the Wolves tried to hand that one back to Cleveland, though, yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, 24-point lead, down to two. Unbelievable. So I got to tell you, I told you I went over and watched the Tommies Friday night. Pretty
basketball,
good.
Yeah,
pretty good. They got this guard from Brookfield Central Catholic, a freshman. He's really good.
What state is that?
Wisconsin.
Oh.
And they got Riley Miller, who was a Benilde kid, who has been there all the time, one of the best three-point shooters in the country. Got a big kid from Totino, who's a pretty good player. And they beat Chicago State by 22 when I was there. Chicago State's playing the Gophers on December 22nd. And yesterday, the Gophers played St. Francis of Brooklyn on Friday night and beat them by 20-some. St. Thomas beat them by 36 yesterday afternoon. But the Gophers can't play St. Thomas and save themselves. 4.1 miles from Williams Arena to Schoniker Arena. You give them a check for $5,000 and they'll come over and play. Instead, they're giving 40,000 or 50,000 of these teams to come in and draw 4,500 people. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
What is St. Thomas going to do for a basketball facility?
If they get to a bigger time, because they're playing in that gym
that holds 2,500 people,
if they pack them in and stand them all over the place. The seating is, I think, 1,700 or something. They only had the influence of the Vikings. They had 600 people yesterday.
Really?
Everybody's, you don't want to go head-to-head with the Vikings when they're playing Buffalo. That's for certain.
Is there still uncertainty around a lot of that? Because here's what I thought. When the soccer stadium was open, I know that there was talk that St. Thomas football might play in that venue.
I don't know why they can't.
Well, why can't they do that? Then just use the site of the football stadium and then build your arena there. You build a multi-purpose arena.
Well, what are you going to do for football?
Play at
the soccer stadium.
Allianz.
Oh, they can't.
No, I just mean for the time being. Why can't they just do that and then build a facility where the football stadium is right now?
I don't know what they're landlocked. You know, those. I don't know who the members are, but Town and Country should sacrifice its land and let St. Thomas, a good loyal institution, take over. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Oh, picturesque.
Looking down the river. And,
well, there is a number, there is a number.
You know what's happening? Hiawatha's being reduced to 9 holes. Maybe Town and Country could sell them half the
course.
There
we go.
Half the course. What do you think?
I hope that's shelved.
I think it's shelved, don't you?
Yeah.
I think it's shelved.
You know what, though? There is that old saying, everything's for sale.
Right. Everyone's got their number.
There's
got
to be a number.
Because you also...
I texted, no change. He's improving to some point.
Good.
So, anyway.
All right, good.
But I wouldn't bet anything because the Kazakhstanis who were in charge of him... They're all Ruskies. They kept telling the media back there in the world, the doctors tell us he's fine. Yeah. He'll be out in a couple of weeks, which is a complete lie. Right. But I think from their old experience as a member of the Soviet Union, they've been known to fib to the public to some degree. That could be part of it.
Have you made your Wild debut yet?
No, but I was looking at the schedule. Maybe the day after Thanksgiving. That's usually a matinee, isn't it? Yeah. That's usually a matinee. And, I don't think Black Friday is what it used to be, right?
No, in fact, Johnny Height had the story a while ago that a lot of the places aren't even going to be open.
Early. They just opened.
Well, I was at...
No, Black Friday, they're open. They're closed Thanksgiving.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I thought because I was at a large...
Nobody's going to close on Friday.
Well, what I'm saying is I was at a large retailer last week, and they already had their Black Friday specials out. Huh. So that's what I'm wondering, if people are just going to get out of their system ahead of time.
Well, plus a lot of it, Amazon and those people run their specials too, and on those days, and everybody's. I'm waiting for the march up our steps a few days after Black Friday, with
the Amazon. The cardboard
truck,
delivery?
Pulling up. Pulling up and leaving stuff out on the steps.
I'd love a cardboard-free month.
With Christmas coming?
Not going to happen.
No
chance.
How many
grandkids? We up to 9? Let's see.
Soon to be 11.
So you got 10.
Yep.
You got 2 more than last time I talked to you.
Yep.
Yeah, 9. Now you got 11.
No, there's been 10 for 2 years.
Well, you told me 9. You lost track.
Well, Dan, that was years ago.
No, that was about 2 months
maybe
ago.
Maybe I forgot.
I forgot one.
You're going to have to be like Larry Hennig, the wrestler.
Yeah.
He gave numbers. He had like 23 of them.
Or what was the Hard Knocks with Antonio Cromartie? But he was counting his kids.
Yeah, right.
He's like, well, there's, wait, and then there were 2 kids that had the same first name.
Yes, right.
Because he had various ladies in
his
life.
Who's Adam Carter?
He was a pop singer.
Well, he pays $3 million a year in child support.
He just died.
He was the one that just passed away.
Oh, not him. Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. Adam Carter's also on The Big Neighbor.
Yeah, that's a different Adam.
No, the guy who just died is not Adam Carter.
Yes.
His name was something else.
Adam Carter.
He was one of the brothers. The brothers. What were they called? Brothers Karamazov? What the hell were they? What brothers were they?
They just died.
It's
well,
not
Adam
Carter.
Carter just died.
Aaron Carter.
Aaron.
No.
Yeah, it's Aaron Carter. You're right.
Aaron Carter.
Who the hell's Adam Carter, Joe?
There's some rap guy that's got 50 kids or something, and he apparently pays for them, and he wants people to know that. I don't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rap guy. He's got a lot of money. He pays alimony or something.
Not a big believer in the silicone wrapping, this fellow.
Apparently not. There's a lot of kids. Reavers, you ought to be. Now that's pop culture, man. You ought to be able to find that.
I know what you're referring to.
He just died?
Just type Google rapper with a lot of kids.
Well, Joe, I did do that, and a lot of search engines came up, and nobody with the last name of Carter.
How about rapper pay $3 million a year in child support?
Rapper pay.
Yeah, you'll find it. You can get it. I love that picture. If I was a really Viking nut, I'd almost keep that picture of Jefferson catching
Nick Cannon.
That's it. Nick Cannon. I knew there was a C
Nick's
in there.
Using that cannon, huh, man?
Nick Cannon estimates that he pays more than $3 million in child support every year as he prepares for the arrival of baby number 12.
Hey, that's right.
The other day, the wife and I just started watching the Shadows of Motown again. The greatest
Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Standing in the Shadows of Motown. And then I happened to be at a red light, and a guy next to me had the outside volume on the outside speaker deal on the listen to the hardcore rap.
All right.
How can you, as a reasonable human being, mm-hmm. listen to the Motown songs? Mm-hmm. And then listen to this crap and think you're improving, think it's better. How can you think it's better?
The key is you said a reasonable human being.
Yes.
You're not unreasonable.
It's not. This is the greatest music of our American history.
Mm-hmm.
Soul music of the 60s and 70s and the Supremes, the official band of Monday Night Sports Talk, the official group of Monday Night Sports Talk.
I didn't know that.
We used to play the Supremes a lot. Yes, we did.
I don't recall that we named them the band.
Not the band, the official group of, Hey, you know, there's a new thing on with the sick society in which we live in.
Yeah.
So you go to YouTube. I was going to look. Katie and I went to see Bocelli, the opera singer, right?
That's the one in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's, still around. He's blind, and he's 64 years old. And on YouTube, there's two or three different videos that they sent out about him dying,
mm-hmm.
and about, with a voice, a very, sounds like a hospital voice, describing all the ailments that he's had and mm-hmm. he's suffered from. And he's fine. He's not. And then I saw one of these for Diana Ross, too.
I saw one for Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
I ask you, Reavers, how can they do that?
Who's doing that?
Isn't that against the law?
I don't know.
What do they accomplish by getting hits, then?
Well,
they think it's funny?
There's an obvious means by which they're doing this, and that's probably to appease advertisers with the amount of web traffic that they're generating.
Okay, and without having...
But that's against the law.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just trying to explain why they're doing it.
The web traffickers, the web people don't care.
No, there's no integrity whatsoever.
They do not care how you got your hits.
Nope.
As long as you're getting some hits.
Correct.
Because, there was like two or three of these... I said, Katie, and then I said, wait a minute. Then I looked on my phone, and there's nothing.
And that's why what they're doing is they're just simply trying to do exactly what they did to both of you. They're just merely trying to get you to get from whatever you happen to be looking up to clicking on that particular story, and in this case, it worked twice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what I'm accomplishing, because usually they have on there you can skip the ad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But in other words, the advertisers on these phony things are vile SOBs,
yes.
who should be, ignored completely.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize how common it was.
Oh, yeah. It happens a lot more than you would think.
Yeah. It's brutal.
And then once you do click on something like that, the chances of it happening again go up, because then there's these algorithms that we talked about before. Where they're going to say, well, hey, this
like
particular
algorithms.
Subscriber is more likely to click on this, so let's feed him some more nonsense.
Boy, they're so sharp now, man. The one they send your emails and your texts to you. If you did not charge $992 for something you've never heard
click
of.
Click here.
Click here.
No, don't.
Don't click there. Don't click there.
So you two need to start doing what I do almost daily, and that's any text or whatever, block the number instantly.
Who you don't know.
How do you block it? I don't know how to block it.
I'll show you how, but it's very easy. Because I've had to do the same thing with my wife. I said, don't respond to it.
No,
it's just, it's fake. Just block the number.
And when you get to an advanced age, they really think they're just, they're praying that they get you and you're senile, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, in a couple of years, they might hit gold. Well,
I like to do, though, Pat, is anytime I see something for an extended car warranty, I like to sign up your number for that. Because I know he had a tirade in the producer's room years ago. Whoever this gal is about car warranty expiring.
Some comedian was appearing at one of the local casinos, and they ran a commercial for it. I thought she had a pretty good line.
What's that?
She said her parents bought a Lincoln Town Car.
Okay.
She said, that happens to be a favorite car of Uber drivers, so I signed him up to be Uber driver. They had no knowledge that call
was
coming.
Why are these people walking to our car?
Right. Yes. Yes.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, Joe and I agree. We have never seen a better Viking game.
Nope.
It was fantastic. It was, I wonder by the fourth quarter what the number in the Twin Cities was.
90%.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It had to be.
Did the country get that game?
They did eventually because once it ran past.
Once it bled through.
All the other games were over.
You got an extra half hour for the country.
Now, the Packer fans were very upset in the Twin Cities because they couldn't watch the Packers.
Did you see Rodgers erupt at his coach?
Oh, really?
Ooh,
no.
It was vile.
Well.
And then he ended up winning it.
And then they came. When was this in the second half? He went after him?
They said something that was, it appeared to be unkind.
Because what did the guy send in? A bad play?
I don't know.
Well, they beat the Cowboys, who were supposed to be a big challenge for our plucky Vikings. So
that'll be a hot ticket for Sunday.
Ooh, now, is that a home game?
They're here Sunday.
Afternoon.
Yeah, they're home next 2 weeks.
Oh, you know what? It's the late game.
It's prime time game.
3:30
It's the late game, and then 4 days later on Thanksgiving night, New England is here.
Really? They have a Thanksgiving night game?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're
new in the NFL?
No, they have the Lions game,
and they have the Cowboys game,
and then the night game moves around.
I didn't know we had a night game.
Did you see where Seattle and somebody played on?
In Germany.
Sunny? They played in Germany.
Yeah, Brady won.
Tampa beat Seattle, dude. Mm-hmm. And Seattle's unlikely run.
They had the largest attendance, and apparently they had just shy of 70,000, and apparently there were 3 million ticket requests.
It was in
for the football game. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I wonder if, obviously Brady played a huge role.
What's the NFL's plan here?
Just to make all the money in
global dominance.
Yes, it is. It is.
Are they going to start having more games in Europe?
Oh, hell yes.
They like, you get a fourth game. You got the noon, you got the 3:15, and you got the 7.
This gives
you
8:30
in the morning. Now you're getting 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And
I forgot they were on.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it either.
I don't. No, listen. If you get the package, right?
Mm-hmm. The ticket.
With all the games, the ticket. And I'm claiming I'm getting the ticket, okay? I was the other day, last Sunday, there was nothing to watch. They all stunk.
Yeah, there wasn't a good selection last week.
I had no games I wanted to
watch. Is that the same as the NFL Network? The ticket?
No, this is different.
No.
This is a DirecTV deal.
What's the red zone?
That is where you get every scoring play, highlights, drives. They go from game to game. It's great.
It's very confusing to me.
Yes, but it's fantastic because you don't have to watch all the crap. You don't have to sit around and wait for the result of a replay.
Yeah.
They just go somewhere else.
They also don't take commercial breaks, which is nice.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
I think.
That's not likely.
I don't like the split screen, though. They love it. And then once in a while, they'll have four screens going.
Really confused.
They love that. Well, they're showing you the best place, who's closest to the end zone, at whatever games are going on. So it's pretty good.
So you know what's at stake tonight? If the Vikings will have the best record in football.
Yes.
Yeah, that's at stake.
The Eagles, they will. Are the Eagles 8-0?
Yes.
The Eagles are.
So the Eagles.
No. Wait.
Yes, they are.
Eagles are 8-0.
Never mind.
They'll share the best record.
The big question will be if it's a shared best record in football.
And the Eagles did beat our brains bloody, but the Eagles aren't playing as well.
The Commanders aren't that good.
And the Commanders have no offense, Joe. Yeah. No. So.
Who's quarterbacking? Not Wentz.
No, it's Taylor Heineke.
Former Viking great. I'm not watching it.
Was he a Viking?
Heineke? He was.
Hey, but he never played, but he was. Kid third stringer someplace. I don't know.
Out of Old Dominion.
Did we have Taylor Heineke fever from a couple of exhibition games or something?
So.
I don't know if we did.
No, you're confusing him with McLeod Bethel Thompson.
And Kyle Slaughter. We had Kyle Slaughter fever.
Look at Green Bay vault into second place in the standings.
Bears did the impossible.
They lost to Detroit.
They blew a, 17-point lead?
Something
like that. They blew a 17-point lead.
They're
the
only
quarter.
Team to lose consecutive games in which they've had over 250 rushing yards in both games.
Wow.
And unfortunately, the weather in Philadelphia looks perfect.
Yeah. Well, not here, baby.
No.
Snow tomorrow, 90% chance. How much are we going to end up with before
3 inches.
This is over? I brought the wife's Volvo, the little snow plow she has.
All-wheel drive.
Much better in the snow than my Buick convertible.
Right.
Yeah, light in the rear end, those convertibles. Yeah.
You got front-wheel drive in that Buick?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. But
can't
it's
go
not,
top down in this weather either.
No. I think that might be over for a while.
A Roycey walk can only be with the top down,
yes,
correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not real big on walking in the walk. You know what? We really should have gotten a dog after our dog died.
Why don't you? There's time.
It's too late.
No, there isn't.
No.
What do you mean it's
your
too
life,
late?
But it got me out of. I went from walking 7-8 miles a week, probably.
Yeah.
To 7-8 blocks, maybe.
Well, get a dog. Get another dog.
Yeah, I want one trained. I want the poopless
one. You can get him that way.
I told you.
You want a poopless dog.
I want the poopless dog. Which
do
would
you
make,
do that?
Sell
a poopless
said,
model.
Though, make them very ornery.
Would they be
would
very,
be,
you know what, they'd be anxious.
They would be a very, the very ornery dog.
They wouldn't say woof. They go, rrr.
That's good. You got more than you deserve to get.
We do know we
lady.
Have to ask Pat a question. Remember,
okay,
we got the email.
Question?
I don't remember who it was from. Asking if Patrick has watched Facing Nolan yet on Netflix. Have you seen
I started. I didn't finish it.
Oh, okay.
I might finish it up.
He threw a no-hitter, Pat, with a bone chip in his elbow.
Yeah. He was I'm going to give that guy a bow tie.
Would Rocco have let him finish? Would Rocco let him go nine?
Yeah. How about the one? Didn't he throw 211 pitches or once and won a game once? 200
never won a Cy Young Award.
Really?
Never.
That's unbelievable.
He lost 1 year to Jim Palmer, who was the league strikeout leader and had a no-hitter.
Well, he probably, plus he pitched 300 innings.
Well, he
can
walk
times?
A guy,
7-8.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my all-time Nolan event is at the All-Star game starting for Houston. When they were in the National League, and he knocked Winnie and Ricky Henderson on their asses because he was still mad about something they did when he faced them in the American League. And he flipped Winnie, and he buzzed Ricky. Ricky had hit a home run off him and trotted, and I don't know what Winnie'd done. But he was still mad because All-Star game, first inning, he buzzes two guys, throws at their head, basically. He was... Give that guy a bow tie. The guys who covered him loved him, the Texas boys in Houston and Texas.
Galloway's quoted in this thing.
Oh, is he?
He's pictured.
Oh, Galloway. Galloway. Was he the greatest?
Was he a good quote, Nolan? Is that why they loved
him? Yeah, he'd answer questions.
Okay.
He wasn't, you know, and then he became an executive with both teams.
True.
And was a candid guy. He was their other buddy with the Dallas was George.
Yeah.
They loved George. They called George at home.
Yep.
5 years later, he's president.
Right.
They'd call him at home and say, yeah, and George would have a few toddies in him and give him some good responses. And then he, 5 years later, he was president. That was one of our greatest needling ever. Ringlesby's knew George well from Texas. You know, he was buddies with George. And he had a... Tracy would always end up feuding with the beat guy from the other paper, you know, because he was, you know, cutthroat. And the guy named Mike Kliss, who wasn't a bad guy, but Tracy thought he was. So we're at the 2001 World Series. George is there to, you know, after 9/11. And he's in the booth next to him, and he's, as somebody raps him on the window, and he waves to Tracy, you know. But, of course, Wicker immediately, you know, when next he sees Tracy a couple of innings, he says, that was nice the way he waved a Kliss there, wasn't it? Hey, you know, Wick quit, right?
I didn't know that.
Yep, he's done. He told me he's done. He's now writing for this Substack, his own Substack site.
I don't know what that means,
making no money.
Substack.
It means you just have a place to write your stuff, and he's writing like 4 columns a week. For nothing, giving it away free.
Why?
I don't know. I told him he couldn't give it up, but he said, "Nah, I'm done." But he.
Really? How old is he?
68, I think.
That's too young to retire.
Yeah, I think he's 67 or 68. Yeah. So. All right. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's it. Vikings, you put on a show for us, boys. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Flash, apply a little splash. When your windshield's getting dirty, just apply a little splash. When your windshield's full of grime, bugs, dirt, and snow, just use a little splash and be safe on the road. Splash, apply a little splash. When your windshield's getting dirty, just apply a little splash. See safely on the road when you apply a little splash.
It's here, Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton Tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry, Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.